BuzzFeed finally came over to the dark side. Now, while they still write puff pieces on Gwyneth Paltrow's life and her trials and tribulations, I really do. But listen, they just posted an article about why it's okay to hate her. And they really tore her
a book on why it's okay to hate her.
Right. It's true.
Your latest book is trashing her.
That's a good point. That's right. Celebritocracy should be called Why I Hate Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that BuzzFeed has finally came around to it. That's interesting because, you know, they love to kiss celebrity ass. So they put her in the same category as Kevin Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The article is about celebrities we used to like, but now we don't have a shred of respect for them, which is perfect.
Wow. How did she get that? How did she go from being in the rom-coms and being loved by America to be on this list?
I'll let BuzzFeed tell you. Here's what they wrote. Gwyneth Paltrow's bullshit pseudo health information she spreads is terribly incorrect and cringeworthy. It's sad how many people are actually influenced by it.
Mm.
That's what they said in there.
Yeah, she's coming
because they were going down lots of different. They were talking about lots of different celebrities, so that's how they took her down.
Yeah, she's coming out now to say she starts her day with alkaline water.
Oh, shut the fuck up! I don't want to hear more about her.
And then adds lemon to it. That's her morning thing. So when you add lemon to alkaline water, it turns it into water. It takes the alkaline out of it. So people are calling BS on that.
Right. Right. I mean, her whole life is BS. And what I love about that chapter in my book is that mine is full research. Everything that she claims, I interviewed like a doctor or a researcher or a scientist that was like, no, that's wrong. And here's why. She claimed what? No, she should be like wiped off the planet. That is dangerous information. Here's why.
Hmm.
So I'm glad that BuzzFeed finally caught up to it. But they didn't just come after Gwyneth Paltrow. They also said that it is now okay to hate J.K. Rowling because, all right, so a lot of LGBTQ plus readers were able to find solace and acceptance, they say, in all the Harry Potter books, which is true because Harry Potter is about accepting everybody for who they are. But then J.K. Rowling came out with all of her anti-trans comments and her fans said that was a slap in the face because the books had always been, you know, kind of iffy, though, but handling of sensitive issues. But she's been dismissive and infantilizing about trans people. And it's so blatant. It's sickening. So she is also on their list of people that you're allowed to hate now.
And she has enough money to buy a small country. So she really probably doesn't care if you hate her.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't think money makes a difference. I think if you're super, super wealthy, yeah, I mean, you can go cry in your home, but you still are aware of the fact that people no longer like you. Like that's, I think it's doesn't matter how big your house is.
Mm. Well, see, we have the now people don't like us and we have no money. So we don't know what it's like to have people not like us and have a lot of money.
It's true. Yeah. Good point. You know what? I guess people never like us. People never like you. People never like other people. Better to have lots of money and be not liked.
Exactly. That's way you can go to the Johnny whatever island, the fuck you island, and just live there and go, I don't care.
Like, wow, I'm upset you don't like me. I'm going to go. Right. Exactly. I'm going to go have my housekeeper clean my house and my chef make me a meal.
Wipe my ass with $100 bill. Sorry. Right. You don't like me.
Now, this is interesting. On the list also, I didn't realize Kelly Clarkson was somebody that people were stepping away from. This is interesting. They said that people stopped admiring Kelly Clarkson after they learned that she spanks her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's her business. Those are her kids. I get that people are offended by that. I get people don't like that. There's a whole thing in this country about corporal punishment and how people parent their children. That is not in the same category as Gwyneth Paltrow giving bad medical information just to make money. Like she's a snake oil salesman, or Kevin Spacey, who is a sexual predator. Like that's, I don't think Kelly Clarkson should be on this list for that. I mean, it's bad, but it's not, you know, we have to hate her now. I mean, her TV show's doing well, right?
No, it's doing all right. But okay. So it's bad for people to spank their own kids. That's how that's how you raise your kids. If you don't like it, then sorry. Have your own kids and you don't spank them.
Right. Well, she defended it. She made it sound wholesome. People got really turned off by that. you know, and every time they hear her sing, they say it's the voice that strikes fear into her toddler age children.
They can't look past that one thing because they have keyboards.
Yeah. Yeah. Chrissy Teigen, of course, as you know, made this list because of, you know, people were saying like, you know, she was already on Twitter and people were like, ah, she's a little divisive on Twitter. But as soon as it came out that she was bullying and misogynistic towards Courtney Stodden and then other people too, but the bullying, and she apologized for it, but still people were like, you know what? I'm put off for life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't like her.
Yeah. I don't like her because you bring her up all the time. That's the only reason why I don't like her. What? Who? Okay. Then we'll let's go.
Blah, 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 blah.
There you go.
Camila Cabello. I forgot about that. I knew that she had some problems, and we talked about her the other night, and I said that she was problematic. We were talking about like popular celebrities, and I remembered something had happened with Camila Cabello, but I couldn't remember it. And then this BuzzFeed article brought it up. Right. So, okay. People do not like her or they hate her, one or the other. Like either they're just neutral or they really hate her because her full-on stans were blatantly racist towards Normani. And they edited her face onto the body of a man who was lynched. I forgot about that. That was huge. All because Normani called Camila quirky in an interview. Mm-hmm. And they tore the poor woman apart. And Camila didn't even acknowledge it. She didn't. She wasn't even like, you guys, that's fucked up or that's racist or it's not OK. She didn't really say much, which is really crappy because they were best friends at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was really icky.
But she's like, really hot, though.
Right. Well, her being hot still didn't have an impact on Cinderella. Nobody watched it. You know,
because it wasn't a good movie. It wasn't because she sucked as an actress. It just sucked as a movie.
Right. Then they have a whole list of like celebrities we now hate because of sex crimes. And many of those people who are found guilty of sexual misconduct or accusations of rape or whatever. Armie Hammer, Kanye, Dr. Phil, Drake Bell, Kevin Spacey, like I said earlier, they're all on this list. But this is interesting. Finally on this list, James Corden. I know people don't like him. I know there was a whole thing to make sure he doesn't make his way into the new Wicked movie. They didn't want him to ruin Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they say. I used to think James Corden's self-deprecating style, his ingenuity with comedy and the carpool karaoke idea was great. Then I saw story after story of fan encounters where he's a complete and utter douche and he's a fake. His shtick is unwatchable. And then he got on Jimmy Kimmel and he played the question game and he could not name two of his own camera people. I mean, that's.
Well, that's a I'm dick surprised move. They even have camera people anymore. They have every studio I've been to now has they have one guy that moves them with a joystick. So I wonder if they actually have camera people.
No, there's camera people.
Okay.
Yeah, I sat in the audience for some of these shows. I've got friends that, you know, either were in town and wanted to see a show or a friend of mine worked at Seth Meyers. She's like, come see Seth Meyers. Mm-hmm. No, full on camera people everywhere.
Okay. Speaking of talk show people, Wendy Williams, as you know, has people filling in for her as mm-hmm. she's out with whatever she has. So today she had somebody filling in for her and don't know how I feel about it.
Okay.
And now, here's our special guest host, Michael Rappaport.
That's an interesting choice, Michael Rappaport, as a guest host.
On Wendy Williams?
Michael it's a weird
Rappaport
choice.
Is dancing? Okay, now look at this girl. This girl bothers the shit out of me. Look at her mask.
Oh, because her mask is down on her chin.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do another shot here coming up. And you see her and you go, everybody, look at that.
Oh, the mask is around her chin. She's barely wearing her mask. That's not okay.
Barely wearing a mask. There's no mask there. It's on her chin.
It's a chin strap.
It's not even covering. I mean, there's some complete fucking morons who wear it under their nose. No, this moron doesn't even have it over her mouth.
Right. In a room full of strangers indoors on a TV set where she knows nobody can say anything to her.
No, where you have to wear a mask to be in the audience. So she's like, well, I'm wearing a mask. No, you're not. It drives me insane.
Well, she's technically wearing it. It's technically on her. It's just not on her properly. I'm just saying.
I walk around all day long and I see idiots like this. In the middle of the pandemic, I saw idiots like this. And they say the same thing. I'm wearing my mask.
Yeah, I was joking. The problem is, no, the show can get in trouble for this because this is a SAG-AFTRA problem. Yeah, no, in fact, when you're on a set, it's somebody's job. There's a compliance manager and it's their job to walk over. And I'm telling you, I was watching, you know, every once in a while, I'll do like my stupid background work stuff. The makeup artist was going up and down doing everyone's makeup and putting lipstick on this one actress, and the compliance person said, mask up. And they just were like, ignored him. He came over, he's like, I'm not going to ask you again. I said, mask up or you're both going to be taken off the set. And the woman turns around, she's like, I'm a makeup artist. I'm putting makeup on this actor who's about to be on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoever you need to call and yell at and kick us off set, please go get them.
No.
But it became like this fight.
Please let me host this show, because I would have stopped it right there and went, I want to grab her, bring her down, sit her in the, I want to interview this girl.
No, see, that's the wrong attitude, because what you're doing then is you're encouraging people to show up and take their masks off because then they get on camera.
No, I want to find out what her IQ is, and Michael Rappaport wearing a sweater.
No, that's TV. His look. He's like a dad now. You didn't see Atypical. That's the show that he was on. It's been canceled, but that's the show that he was on Netflix. So he plays the dad on that. It's him and Jennifer Jason Leigh. She's the mom, you know. So he's full on embracing the dad thing.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much. This is exciting. I got a question. All right. Okay. I got a question for you guys. Very important question. How you doing?
Okay, what are they feeding this audience that gets them to scream nonstop at everything?
There is an audience wrangler, and I will tell you this because I used to work on the Tyra show, and it was somebody's job. So there's two people who work with the audience. One is the warm-up comic, and the warm-up comic comes out and like makes jokes and gets you laughing, gets your energy up. They make you sing. They do contests. They throw out T-shirts. They get you like, woohoo, all excited. And then it's somebody else's job to come up and they hold like an applause sign, or they hold like a, you know, scream sign, and they tell you what to do. You've basically been trained by the comic and the audience wrangler as to what you're supposed to do. So the audience is well aware.
No, they're pumping gas into the studio. I mean, listen to these people.
My name is Michael Rappaport. I am guest hosting the Wendy Williams Show this week. Let's get
There's like 14 people in the crowd. They don't make this much noise.
Because there's so many hot topics.
So weird that he's doing hot topics. Yeah, it's a weird choice.
There's her mask again. Look at her. Okay, then you look at the girl to her right, who's wearing like the mask you wear if you're painting a car.
Right.
So I'm thinking she didn't show up to the studio with a mask, and they just went, give her the one that you paint a car with.
Right.
Okay, Michael.
You're not the only one, but you know, they keep showing her on camera, so obviously they're trying to shame her.
I sure hope so. Well, no, I think they keep showing her on TV because A, she's hot, and B, there's only 14 people in the crowd.
True. Not a very big crowd.
So Michael is sitting there in his sweater with flowers to his right.
Well, there's always flowers on that table. He's there in like it's not a sweater, it's a cardigan. It's a real dad. It's a real grandpa sweater.
Much fun yesterday. Yesterday was so much fun. Wendy, we cannot wait for you to come
applaud
back. I'm so excited. Dorinda Medley of the Real Housewives of New York City is here. One of my favorite housewives.
They scream like that for the... There's so for much everything. About this. Yeah. It drives me crazy. I can't get through it without stopping it. I stop it and yell at the TV when you're not here.
Why were you watching this?
Because somebody said Michael was on the show, and I like Michael. I'm a Michael fan. Uh-huh. I think he's great. I love him on Twitter.
Right.
But yeah, this, he completely jumped the shark. I mean, he goes on Stern and rips everybody's ass open and talks mm-hmm. about all kinds of stuff. And then he's doing this. It's
time because she'll make it messy.
Well, the reason why he's doing this, because he's in New York this week. I think he has a place in New York, too. But he's in New York this week because he's headlining at Caroline's.
Now he does Caroline's all the time.
I know, but he's here to promote. That's why he's doing the Wendy Williams show on the same day that he's doing Caroline's at night.
It's just so off brand for me.
She always makes it nice.
And he's talking about the Real Housewives of New York.
There's big news.
This does feel off-brand. He's wrong for this on so many levels. Age-wise, he's white.
No, Michael Rappaport is not white. He's translucent white.
No, that's true.
He is the most white guy you will ever see in your life.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking blonde, old, white guy here.
Yeah, you know, he's a good actor, but this is, you're right, he's sort of wrong for this because he's about to talk about Real Housewives stuff and Kim Kardashian celebrity stuff. Like, he's not a pop culture guy.
He's the justified bad guy on Justified. That's right. What his thing
the
is.
The world of Michael Rappaport. Yesterday, I don't know if you were browsing your newsstands or online.
Yeah, this is not for him. He can't even get a sentence out.
He can't get a sentence out. Then he talks about a little bit later that he had sex with his wife last night. And so he's trying to be Stern a little bit.
It's cringy.
Yeah, it's not good. So
it's really
everything
cringy.
About this bothers me.
Yeah.
And I thought Wendy bothered me. This bothers me more than Wendy.
Yeah, but it's like, at least it's Wendy's show and she does her show well and she's charming and she has her audience and they have their private jokes and they love each other. Wendy is known for talking about celebrities. She's been talking about them since the day she came out of her mother's vagina. Like, this is what she's been doing her whole life. She did it on the radio. She does that really, really well. And the thing is, there you go. That's the thing about these types of shows. Michael Rappaport is a stand-up comic and he's an actor. That means he has a tight 10 for when he gets, or tight 20, whatever, you know, however long he's up on a stage. And he also has a script. But when you have to sit there and come up with shit out of your own head and actually have a conversation and talk and present something, he couldn't do it. You saw he kept messing up and he was fumbling over his words and he had nothing, no presence, nothing to say. It's so insulting. What Wendy Williams does, even if you don't like her, what she does, she makes it look easy. And it's because she had years and years in radio. And the best hosts come from radio.